And the Bible reading is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 6, beginning at verse 11. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So this morning, so far in the service, we've been looking at small people like you doing big things. And our reading this morning from that book of Judges, which is a book in the Old Testament, is about a small person doing a very big thing. So what's the background to what happened? What's been going on? Well, the Midianites, those people you heard about in the reading, they were a cruel and powerful people. And they had been attacking God's people, the Israelites, for 7 years. And they'd been destroying their crops, stealing their crops. They'd been killing their livestock. And the people of God were pretty much living in hiding. So, we come to our reading and we find Gideon. And what's he doing? He's threshing wheat. Do you know what threshing wheat means? It means you pick the wheat, you've got to get the seeds that you're going to eat out of it. So you bash it. And he was doing it in a wine press. Why was he doing it in a wine press, do you think? Any thoughts about why he was doing it in a wine press? Anyone else? So he couldn't be seen. He was scared of the Midianites. Because generally you thresh your wheat out in the open so that the wind blows away the rubbish. But he was doing it in a pit in the ground because he didn't want the Midianites to see what he was doing and come and steal his food. And then God comes to him and he says to Midian, "I want you to do something amazing, to do something awesome." He says, "I want you to save my people from the Midianites." Gideon said, "But my clan is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I'm the least important person in my family." In other words, he was saying, "But I'm a nobody. I'm not very important. How can you ask me to save Israel from the Midianites?" And what did God say? God said, "I will be with you." Gideon would have known that this was the God of his fathers, the creator, the all-powerful, the one who had saved his people before by mighty deeds. And he said to Gideon, "I will be with you." Right, we're going to come back to Gideon in a minute. But I want someone to help me. Who could possibly help me? Who have we got? Callum, do you want to come and help me? Right. Now, everybody's been looking at those sweets hanging up. And I know that these people have been looking at them because they fell down and someone looked inside. And they know what's inside that box of sweets. There are some sweets. And I think people want to eat them. Now, Callum, I want you to do something awesome for me. I want you to get that box of sweets and to share them out.
You can't do that.
I'll have to come. Careful. No, you can't help him. Oh, right, okay, Alan, Callum. That was just a minute. That was a fantastic effort. But do you know, why don't you ask your dad to help you? Pull hard, yeah, well done. Right, I think there's lots of people here who would like some sweets. Do you want to share them out? Better be quick. Callum, actually, better do it after the service. So you want to go and sit down. So you've got them already. Everyone who's not got one, you better see Callum after the service. Okay. Let's go back to Gideon. So you remember, Gideon had been asked by God to save his people from the Midianites. But he felt he was someone too weak, too unimportant to do that. So what did Gideon do? Well, although he thought he was small and weak and unimportant, he put his trust in God, his almighty God. He put his faith in that God who he knew was all-powerful. And if you read on in that story, and it's really worth reading, it's a great story, you'll see that what happened was that God encouraged Gideon in lots of different ways. And then Gideon fought in a battle, the Midianites. But he only had 300 men, whereas the Midianites had thousands of men. And he had a fantastic victory. And he beat the Midianites. And there was peace in Israel for the rest of Gideon's life. He did an amazing thing for God, even though he thought he was someone unimportant and small and not very qualified. Now, there's a book in the New Testament called Hebrews. Yeah, and the writer of that Hebrews gets very carried away at one point, talking about all the people in the Bible that had faith in God. And he's got a huge list of people. And Gideon is in that list. And this is what he says. He's already gone through a whole load of people. Then he says, I don't have time to tell you about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets who through faith did great things. And he says, whose weakness was turned into strength. Whose weakness was turned into strength. It didn't matter that Gideon was weak and unknown. What mattered was that he put his trust in God. It didn't matter that Callum was too short and the pole was too slippery for him to get those sweets. What mattered was that he got help from his dad and he got the sweets. It doesn't matter if you feel too small or unimportant to do something amazing for Jesus, because we have a powerful and heavenly dad who is able to do whatever we want, and who we can put our trust in, who turns our weakness into strength. Now then, we're going to watch a video. Now I need you to concentrate. There's going to be some people passing a ball around, several balls. Some of them are wearing white t-shirts, some of them are wearing black shirts. Now I want you, if you can, to count how many times the white shirt people pass the ball. Okay, it's going to be on the picture. You've got to concentrate because they're going to be moving around. I want you to concentrate on how many times the people in white shirts pass the ball.
The monkey business illusion. Count how many times the players wearing white pass the ball.
How many times? 14, that's very close. 16, who thought 16? That's very good, well done, that's 16. But unfortunately, that's not the point. Who saw the gorilla? Who saw the gorilla walk across the screen? Can we play it again, very quickly? This time, don't count, just look. Here he comes. Okay, thanks, we can stop it there. He didn't just walk across, he did like this as well. Who didn't see the gorilla? Loads of people didn't see the gorilla. So, the point is, if you're concentrating so hard on one thing, you're counting things, you can miss something else. You miss that gorilla. And the point I'm trying to make is that if we only concentrate on our weakness, we might forget how great and powerful our God is, and that we can put our trust in Him when he asks us to do awesome and amazing things for him. Gideon and Callum knew that they were too weak or too short to do the thing they'd been asked to do. But they didn't dwell on that. They didn't let that stop them. They went to their fathers who were able to help, and they were able to do what they'd been asked to do. So, you young people, my challenge to you today is, what great things will you do for God with his help? And I would suggest that this week, every week, at the beginning of the week, why don't you ask God, what can I do for you this week? It might be quite a small thing. Remember the mini president at the beginning? He talked about doing some small thing which might multiply and change the world. What can you do for God this week in his strength, not thinking about your own weakness? And you know, what we're thinking about in this series is about becoming like children. So that challenge, that thought, is not just for the young people. It's for all of us, however mature and grown up and mature in the Lord we think we might be, we can come to God in our weakness and He will help us to do great things for Him. I'm going to pray as we finish. Heavenly Father, thank you for the story of Gideon, that person who, when you asked him to do something for you, immediately thought, but I'm a nobody. How can I do that? Thank you, Lord, that he put his trust in you, though, and that you did great things through him. And thank you that you ask us to do great things for you. And it doesn't matter that we are weak. What matters is that we put our trust in you, the Almighty God, who is our loving Father. Amen.